FAS process. Here we go into detail on the steps in the final assembly scheduling process as shown in Exhibit 4-93. Exhibit 4-93, FAS process steps. The final assembly schedule, FAS, involves finishing end items to customer expectations. The job of the FAS is to drive the staging of components and parts to feed a series of work centers or an assembly line where each item has unique options specific to individual customer orders. FAS schedules the operations required to complete the product from the level where it is stocked or master scheduled to the end item level. An important distinction is that the master production schedule, MPS, is the anticipated build schedule while the FAS is the actual build schedule. Step 1 is the customer order. FAS schedules only things that are actually ordered. No forecasting is involved. Step 2 is a capacity check, and this usually occurs at the rough-cut capacity planning level. Step 3 for make-to-order, MTO, involves determining raw material availability. Since customers have considerable influence over the final design, MTO production has higher risks of production disruptions than assemble-to-order, ATO. Step 3 for ATO involves determining module or component availability. Since customers have no influence to customize the modules or components themselves, this reduces risks of production disruptions. ATO organizations may use a two-level MPS to help with order promising at this point. Step 4 is where the FAS is created. Step 5 involves ensuring that the production totals in the FAS are within the overall constraints set in the MPS. For MTO, this is ensuring that raw materials or semi-finished components match production targets. For ATO, it is the same, except that it looks at modules or features, collecting order specifications. The sources of demand to be considered in the FAS depend on the purpose of the FAS. For MTO and ATO manufacturing, customer orders could come from any point of contact with the customer, for example, online orders, orders at retail stores, for example, an order for custom blinds entered with the assistance of a sales representative or through a kiosk, or from contractors through bids that have been accepted by a customer. The FAS can also be used in the distribution system, for example, bulk goods that are assembled into smaller package sizes after orders come in. In this case, the customer may be a retailer or other supply chain intermediary. Order specifications for MTO will need to have associated constraints, such as raw material types or a maximum length or width that can be ordered. These constraints could be based on raw material availability or dimensions, engineering requirements, and/or production equipment limitations. There should also be a process of ensuring that custom orders can be produced while maintaining profitability. Materials with longer lead times could be disclosed to the customer to enable informed selection. Ordering systems can have these constraints built into the order form. Here are some examples of types of MTO order specifications. Choice of raw materials, for example, fabric, size, grade and aesthetics, paint or finish, packaging and customized services, for example, transportation mode. Order specifications for ATO will be much simpler since there will be a limited number of options that are themselves not subject to customer influence. Here are examples of ATO order specifications. Modules or features selected, size, grade, color, finishes, etc. built into the options. Packaging, for example, number of items per unit and service options. Determining capacity required. Determining the capacity required involves rough-cut capacity planning. In addition to reviewing critical work center capacity against the load that the final assembly schedule represents, it is also important for planners to review current external sources of supply for items not kept in inventory in the required quantity. Determining components. Determining component availability involves reviewing customer order promising information in the master production schedule, which could be available to promise, ATP, or capable to promise, CTP. Each raw material or module selected in the customer order would be referred to the MPS for that item, where the ATP or CTP information per period is located. It is possible that customer order promising could be delayed if there is uncertainty in component availability, especially if lead times for production vary considerably because lot sizes are small. One way that ATO organizations sometimes improve order promising and enable larger lot sizes is to use a two-level MPS. A two-level MPS is a system that runs an MPS for components and options in an ATO environment, but also maintains a separate master scheduling system for common configurations of options in order to speed response to these common customer orders. For example, if 30% of all customer orders are of a particular configuration of options, then 30% of the demand forecast can be used as the demand input for that configuration, and it can be master scheduled. This includes consuming the forecast as orders come in, determining a projected available balance per period, and determining ATP or CTP per period. Each percentage of demand master schedule can also set its own lot sizes to smooth out production as well as its own safety stock. The two systems need to be tightly integrated to work. Note, however, that this second level of MPS is yet another plan based on a forecast and is not the FAS. The FAS will still set the exact end products that will actually be produced and therefore can differ from these master production schedules. A two-level MPS is discussed at this point because it helps with customer order promising in ATO environments at the stage of determining components. This is because key components need to be available for order promising to be reliable. Rather than relying only on the ATP or CTP from the component level master schedule, a two-level MPS system can also rely on the ATP or CTP from its percentage of demand master schedules. Developing the FAS, creating the FAS to support the demand plan involves determining the necessary operations and scheduling their sequence. An FAS becomes the final set of requirements for material requirements planning. In addition, the FAS will drive detailed scheduling at work centers. The FAS at the detailed scheduling level needs to address when orders are due. Forward, backward, or hybrid forms of scheduling will be used at work centers to determine when operations should be initiated to meet the due date. The work center orders will include pick lists for parts and an indented bill of material or product structure that indicates the sequence of operations to develop subassemblies, final assembly steps, painting or finishing steps, and packaging steps. Linking the FAS to the MPS. Because the master production schedule is the priority plan for what should be built during a period, linking the final assembly schedule back to the MPS helps validate that these priorities are being honored.